Hi, Patrick Delahanty here at Snowbird Resort in Utah. And this is an amazing place, and I'm here for Nerdtacular 2014. Nerdtacular is a convention put on by Scott Johnson, the founder of the Frog Pants Network. You may know him from The Morning Stream or any number of other Frog Pants shows. They're easy to find in iTunes. And so he's put on this convention in Utah for all his fans and fans of other shows that are friends of his. But it's amazing. It's in Snowbird Resort in Utah, and it's July 4th weekend, and the resort is beautiful. It's at an elevation of 8,000 feet, so I had a little shortness of breath because I'm used to sea level. But there's so much to do here just outside of the convention. I took a tram ride up to the top of the peak here, and that was 11,000 feet, and I've got some really great footage up there. It's amazing views of mountains, and the video doesn't do it justice. And there's all sorts of other activities. There's like a little roller coaster thing in the mountain. There's some slides going down. There's all sorts of other stuff. There's pools. There's a trampoline thing. You can go mountain biking. You can go hiking. I went and found a geocache. But there's a lot to do around this resort. And the facility, it was held at the Cliff Lodge in Snowbird. And it's a great facility. They used the main ballroom, and they also had a gaming room and a another panel room out in the back. And but it pretty much dominated the hotel. There was a couple weddings going on, but they stayed out of our way. We stayed out of their way. It was pretty good. For events, they had a big welcoming ceremony. Then they did the morning stream on Friday, and then they closed off the main ballroom and split it into three rooms where they could have three panels going on at the same time. And then they took a break for lunch, and then they did three more panels, and then in the evening they did Frog Pants All-Stars, which was hilarious. It's a trivia contest among all their producers.
Alan Singer, whose real name is Paul Hewson, got his stage name from a billboard advertisement for a hearing aid store.
Is there any penalty to ringing in?
No.
Say the first name again? His name? Paul. Tom?
Ringing McRinner?
Other team, can you take it?
Soundy McSoundy.
And then in the evening they had a concert with the Double Clicks, and that was so hilarious and awesome. Then on Saturday, they did more panels, and then they followed that up with the Frog Pants All-Stars Finals and a costume contest, which I entered, so I don't have any footage of that, but the winner was this awesome Maleficent. So it's not a very long convention, but it's... I know in PortCon Maine's report that I just did, I said it's the friendliest convention I've ever been to. Sorry, PortCon. You've just lost that title. Without exception, everybody here has been amazing, so friendly. There's nowhere here was there ever once, oh, there's that guy. Everybody was just awesome. And even if you aren't familiar with the Frog Pants shows, you just like nerdy games and other stuff, everybody's so welcoming. It's an amazing environment that Scott has put on here. And, I mean, with this outside environment and the inside environment, I can't wait to come back. I think this might be my new favorite convention. I mean, my old favorite conventions, I still love them and I'll still go to them, but this was just such an amazing event. And if you're familiar with the Frog Pants podcast, you probably know about Nerdtacular. Really, you need to come to Nerdtacular because you would absolutely love it. And what else did they have going on? They had like this merchant area outside of the main ballroom where they were there was art for sale and t-shirts and CDs and all sorts of other stuff. Doghouse Systems was there showing off their systems. Lantronics was showing off their stuff. Their sponsors from Frog Pants. The guests, Scott Johnson was here, obviously, and hosts of most of his shows, Brian Ibbett, Tom Merritt, Veronica Belmont, Brian Brushwood, Justin Robert Young. The list goes on. There's like, it's the Frog Pants All-Stars. And I don't know how to convey it. It's an amazing event. For the facility, I mentioned all this awesome stuff here at Snowbird. The hotel is the Cliff House Hotel. The food here is a bit expensive, and there are limited food options because it's a ski resort in the summer. You can walk down to Snowbird Center, and they have pizza and a couple other places to eat, but they get pretty crowded. And not just from the convention attendees, but the people just enjoying Snowbird's summer activities. And there's the food options. The hotel itself is nice. It's weird that there's a window in the shower that looks out into the main room, but it's quirky. I guess they want to do that so that everybody can just have uninterrupted view of the mountain when they're in the bathroom. Sure. But anyway, if you are a nerd, definitely consider checking out Nerdtacular. If you're in Utah, you have to come. I mean, what else is there? Actually, there was, I think, FantasyCon running in Salt Lake. Whatever. This was amazing. It's not very crowded. At times, you know, when people were waiting for the Frog Pants All-Stars Finals, there was quite a few people there. But most of the time, there's no large crowds. They limit the attendance to just, I don't know, it seemed like 1,000 people or so. So it's pretty small. But when you get a small group like that, it's like this big party among your friends. And if you don't know anybody coming here, you will by the end of the weekend. I guarantee it. Oh, I forgot to mention the Night Attack panel. Night Attack is a podcast by Brian Brushwood and Justin Robert Young. Hilarious. They did it live.
I think clearly the MVP. Would you guys agree with that one?
I also enjoyed the FSL Tonight panel because I'm a big fan of FSL Tonight. It's like a sports talk radio, except the teams are made up of like the San Francisco Federation, the Cylon Raiders, the Ponyville Phillies. So if you have any remote interest in sports, but you like nerdy stuff, check out FSL Tonight. So that's my report from Nerdtacular in Snowbird. It's amazing. Check it out. I don't know what else to say. I love this so much. I have to bring other people here next year and reveal to them the wonders of Nerdtacular. And if you were at Nerdtacular, we would love to hear what you thought. Give us a call at 762-ADEQUATE. That's 762-233-7828. Or email us at podcast@animecons.tv. And if you're new to our podcast, if you found us because of Nerdtacular, why don't you give us a follow? Check us out for a while. You can subscribe on iTunes, YouTube, or at animecons.tv. And you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, and Tumblr. So, I know everybody, and this is a podcast convention, so I hope people will check out this podcast because I handed out some fancons.com ribbons and animecons.tv stickers. If you see me at a convention, say hi, and maybe I can give you some AnimeCons TV stickers or fancons.com ribbons or something else. But anyway, great convention. Nothing else to say. Here, have some Double Clicks footage.
Okay, this next song is a love song, but like all love songs, it's actually about supervillains. so alone. You're collecting your enemies' bones, and you use them in building your throne. And I think I should give you a call. You've got lasers and I've got feelings. Your lonely heart could use some healing. You've got lasers and I've got feelings for you. I can see right through your disguise. It's not hard, it only covers your eyes.